The Great Big Socialist Party Quiz 2019. 1. Which organization voted to strike for the first time in its 103-year history? 2. Whose Trump-backed attempted coup collapsed? 3. Who did actor Christian Bale play in the film Vice? 4. How many working days into the new year did top UK company executives earn the same as the average worker's annual salary? 5. How much is the average top CEO paid for every £1 earned by their workers? 6. Who was no April Fool's joke? 7. Whose murders 100 years ago were commemorated on the 15th of January? 8. Who was toppled after a 30-year dictatorship? 9. Where did 200 million workers walk out on strike? 10. Name the reported fan of Bismarck who became special advisor to Boris Johnson? 11. Who wrecked a £68,000 Land Rover? 12. Where were 51 Muslim worshippers murdered by a far-right terrorist on the 15th of March? 13. Where were Christian worshippers murdered on Easter Sunday this year? 14. Whose blacklisting dispute ended in victory in March? 15. Whose 80 days of strikes secured a victory in May? 16. Which group of activists was paid £24,300 by South Yorkshire Police? 17. Name the MP who was suspended and later resigned from Labour over false allegations of antisemitism? 18. What was irredeemably flawed after 5 years? 19. Which group of UK car workers marched against the closure of their workplace? 20. How much have the world's top 5 oil and gas companies spent opposing the Paris Agreement on climate change since 2015? 21. Who told billionaires to stop talking about philanthropy and start talking about taxes, taxes, taxes? All the rest is bullshit. 22. Why have millions of young people been striking every month around the world? 23. How much in shareholder dividends are UK businesses expected to pay out this year? 24. Name the airliner grounded after 2 fatal crashes caused by profit-driven technical failures? 25. Name the National Union of Journalists member murdered in Northern Ireland in April? 26. Name the socialist elected to Fermanagh and Omagh Council in May? 27. Who was cleared of charges over the Hillsborough Stadium disaster despite a second coroner's finding of unlawful killing? 28. Who said they would rather die in a ditch if Brexit didn't happen on the 31st of October? 29. Name the school where National Education Union members successfully halted spending cuts. 30. What proposed law in June sparked ongoing pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong? 31. According to the Sunday Times Rich List, the top 1,000 wealthiest individuals and families in Britain are sitting on a record £551 billion, b. £661 billion or c. £771 billion? 32. Which company was fined £126 million after being run with scant regard for its responsibilities to society and the environment? 33. Who struck a blow against Turkey's strongman President Recep Erdogan in June? 34. In July, what workplace occupation succeeded in saving the workers' jobs? 35. Who was ousted by a mass movement after tweeting homophobic, racist and insulting text messages? 36. Where did mass protests and strikes oust the country's prime minister? 37. Where did a metro fares hike lead to a countrywide social uprising? 38. Whose special status was ended in August? 39. What 200-year anniversary of mass working class protest in England was commemorated in August? 40. Who was sentenced to imprisonment for organizing a referendum? 41. Who voted by 97% for a national strike? 42. In commenting on collapsed tour operator Thomas Cook and Parliament, who callously recycled a 2-year-old statement? 43. in which government department did outsourced union members win pay rises and improvements to working terms after months on strike? 44. Name the worker militant and former socialist councillor in Liverpool who sadly passed away in October. 45. Where did a 12-day uprising force the government to reinstate a fuel subsidy? 46. Which fast food workers struck for £15 an hour in November? 47. Whose anger over pensions, pay and working conditions led to an 8-day strike? 48. Who pledged to abolish the House of Lords? 49. Where was Johnson given short shrift over his handling of the floods in November? 50. What member of the establishment failed to apologize to victims of sexual abuse by U.S. businessman Jeffrey Epstein?